Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
Yous have always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno, a special London Pulse bit of news today that Ziggy Berger has joined the team at Atlantic House Investments for an internship. As we know, Ziggy's away with the national side at the moment, and we really wish her well for all those games against Malawi over the next couple of days, but we hope to catch up with her about this when she gets back. Ziggy's completed her business studies abroad before joining Storm and obviously now Pulse, so we've been finding out more with Atlantic House CEO Tony Stenning.
That's right, Andy. We're delighted. It was part of the partnership that we, when I discussed it with Sam, was all about not just providing sort of sponsorship. It was about how do we encourage and empower young ladies in particular to perhaps think about that career in finance. And during the course of that conversation, Sam said, I have a player here that has a relevant qualification that's professed an interest in perhaps pursuing finance one day, the wonderful Ziggy Berger. And so I said, okay, great. Well, I do want to walk the talk here, Sam. So we do offer internships and year-long internships, paid employment, as well as perhaps work experience or mentoring. So let's get Ziggy in, put her through the interview process. And let's see. And I'm delighted to say that all of those transferable complementary skills that you would expect to see from team sports participants, particularly those that have played it for a number of years at elite level, have been evident in terms of how she conducted herself through the interviews, successfully gaining the role, and then already has made a big impact on the team. So I'm delighted that she's joined us, and I know she's great on the court, and she has a big future on it. By the early indications, she's going to have a big future off it too.
And in that previous conversation as well, we spoke about what the partnership will bring in terms of that diversity and gender equality in the city, especially in financial as well. So I suppose for Ziggy as well, it's a chance to develop her business skills.
It is, absolutely, Andy. As I said, there's an element here of walking the talk, right? There is clearly a gender imbalance within finance in particular. I think lots of females haven't considered it necessarily as an option. A great opportunity for us to help address that is through our partnership with London Pulse and their broader fan base. And for Ziggy specifically, who has an economics and international development degree, it was about how can we help her think about her business and her financial skills so that if the day comes, hopefully long time in the future, she wants to pursue something outside of Neville, We've given her a good grounding in some skills that she can use and utilise.
And not everybody will want to be a coach as well, which is why something like this is important.
And that's a really important point, Andy. You're absolutely spot on. Not every player wants to be a coach. And let's face it, not every player can make a good coach. Not even great players. There's lots of sports where great players have turned to coaching and they've been fairly average, and vice versa, fairly average players have been outstanding coaches. So it doesn't fit necessarily that just because you've done one, you immediately follow the other. And here we have a real opportunity to arm a whole raft of ladies that with optionality. It's about creating that option for them, that if they don't want to necessarily coach or pursue a semi-career or post-career around the netball administration, there are opportunities within sort of broader finance for them.
there'll be plenty of transferable skills as well between that sport and work life as well, which will add to the overall experience for her as well.
There really is. I think in terms of team sport in particular, anyone that's pursued that for a period of time, and particularly and then progressed through the levels, in business and with finance within business, it's all about team playing, and it's all about how can you get the best out of your team to against another team. It's all competitive, as it is in sports. So those skill sets of how you work within a team, how you help maximize other people's input, how you can be innovative and think about on the court, how can she position herself more in a different way or unexpected way in business finance, how can we innovate here to help disrupt a particular market or some other opposition. They're very complementary and similar skill sets and how you think about and deconstruct the problem in front of you. So yeah, there's a huge opportunity here for I think particular sports people, but and those that play team sports to use those complementary skills.
Eventually as well, as when we all get back to normal as such, it's about being understanding as an employer for the commitments to those pulse games and the extra training that people go through, and that'll be 100% from you.
Yeah, that's taken as given, Andy. I think, when you enter into partnerships such as we have with Pulse, and you then start to say, I said it earlier, walk the talk of how you can empower individuals to think perhaps beyond and their netballing career and giving them additional skills. You have to take on board their commitments. But more important to that, there's welfare here, and I'm a great believer in more broadly sport, but also mental health and well-being. It's an important part here, and sport can really help enable that, and be one of those enablers to how people can just feel better about themselves and hold themselves more generally. So yeah, wholeheartedly support that, and it's quite funny because, as an aside, I think there's an element of you can say it, you can talk it, you can say we have it, but obviously when you're then in paid employment, and I do get it, you may feel, if I was in Siggy's shoes, you may go, why, but is that really true? Because, you're paying my salary, so do I have to? And we've made it quite clear, no, we really are walking the talk here. We're wholeheartedly supporting her and her development. A successful Siggy in business, and then so off the court, and a successful Siggy on the court equals a successful Pulse, and therefore ergo are a successful partnership. So there's a mutual beneficial symbiotic relationship, if you like.
How did the team react when you told them? Were they part of the interview process as well, or just having somebody like her join Atlantic House, bit of a boost?
It's been great, actually. A number were in part of the interview process, so the senior individuals, and then when obviously she joined and we introduced her, apart from being taller than nearly everyone in the office, which was myself included, I did think for a moment that she's definitely taller than me too. But apart from all jokes aside, she's got a fabulous personality. Again, not surprising for someone who plays team sports. You're used to the rough and the smooth, right? Sometimes you've got to help cajole people to get the best out of them. Sometimes you've got to wrap your arm around them. And she's used to doing that. And so I kind of figured that her personality would work, and it has. And I'm delighted with how, say, the impact she's made, but also how she's just fitted into the team. And I mean this in the most positive way. Feels like she's been here for quite some time already, which is the best compliment I think I can pay her.
Yeah. Thank you again.
Well, that's great. And I wish her all the best for the Malawi series. It's great to see that she made the squad. And it's fabulous that we were able to facilitate that. I mean, look, remote working, we've all been doing it for quite some time, but that was a great enabler for us when Siggy said, look, I've got this tournament coming up. Is there anywhere like, well, yeah, we just make sure that we have all the right security, etc. on a laptop, and then she's been working for us down in South Africa. No problem.
Netpulse's association with AHI sees them become a principal partner, including Super League and the Pathway squads as well.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.